Undaunted Curiosity. People often ask, what motivates you to undertake these huge research projects? It's a good question. The answer is curiosity. There is nothing I find more exciting than picking a question that I don't know the answer to and embarking on a quest for answers. It's deeply satisfying to climb into the boat like Lewis and Clark and head west, saying, we don't know what we'll find when we get there, but we'll be sure to let you know when we get back. Here is the abbreviated story of this particular odyssey of curiosity. Phase 1. The Search. With a question in hand, I began to assemble a team of researchers. When I use we throughout this book, I am referring to the research team. In all, 21 people worked on the project at key points, usually in teams of 4 to 6 at a time. Our first task was to find companies that showed the good to great pattern. We launched a 6-month death march of financial analysis, looking for companies that showed the following basic pattern. 15-year cumulative stock returns at or below the general stock market, punctuated by a transition point. Then, cumulative returns at least 3 times the market over the next 15 years. We picked 15 years because it would transcend one-hit wonders and lucky breaks, you can't just be lucky for 15 years, and would exceed the average tenure of most chief executive officers, helping us to separate great companies from companies that just happen to have a single great leader. We picked 3 times the market because it exceeds the performance of most widely acknowledged great companies. For perspective, a mutual fund of the following marquee set of companies beat the market by only 2.5 times over the years 1985 to 2000. 3M, Boeing, Coca-Cola, GE, Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Motorola, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, Walmart, and Walt Disney. Not a bad set to beat. From an initial universe of companies that appeared on the Fortune 500 in the years 1965 to 1995, we systematically searched and sifted, eventually finding 11 good-to-great examples. However, a couple of points deserve brief mention here. First, a company had to demonstrate the good-to-great pattern independent of its industry. If the whole industry showed the same pattern, we dropped the company. Second, we debated whether we should use additional selection criteria beyond cumulative stock returns, such as impact on society and employee welfare. We eventually decided to limit our selection to the good-to-great results pattern, as we could not conceive of any legitimate and consistent method for selecting on these other variables without introducing our own biases. In the last chapter, however, I addressed the relationship between corporate values and enduring great companies, but the focus of this particular research effort is on the very specific question of how to turn a good organization into one that produces sustained, great results. At first glance, we were surprised by the list. Who would have thought that Fannie Mae would beat companies like GE and Coca-Cola, or that Walgreens could beat Intel? The surprising list, a doubtier group would be hard to find, taught us a key lesson right up front. It is possible to turn good into great in the most unlikely of situations. This became the first of many surprises that led us to reevaluate our thinking about corporate greatness. So here are the good-to-great companies. Good-to-great cases. Abbott. Circuit City. Fannie Mae. Gillette. Kimberly-Clark. Kroger. Nucor. Philip Morris. Pitney Bowes. Walgreens. And Wells Fargo.